Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 71st Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined by actor Payman Mahdi from the opening film of the Venice International Film Critics Week, Melbourne. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me here.
For the benefit of our listeners, would you like to tell us a little bit about the film in your own words?
The Melbourne film, I like this film very much because it's about the twisted personality of the, you know, people, and when a normal person gets involved in some twisted situation and how to react to, you know, to these things, and these situations leads sometimes a very normal person towards a very unexpected, you know, layer of the person which he didn't experience himself about it. So that's why I loved this character and this film very much.
What was it about the character in particular that made you want to portray him?
The reason that I loved to do this was it was a very character-drive story, and it was a very big responsibility on my shoulders. I was feeling that I loved to do this challenge because it was just like you didn't have to write the right to make any mistake in portraying this character. Because the slightest mistake could, you know, occur to, you know, this story to fall down. So I like this very much, and I prepared myself very much for this role because it can be happening to any person in the world. It can be, it's not just like an Iranian couple, or this guy can be, you know, in New York, in Italy, or any place in the world. So I liked it very much because of these reasons.
It's a very theatrical approach. We talked about it with the director earlier. How did you work with the director in this sense?
When I received this screenplay, I was thrilled and shocked by the idea. But I had a lot of questions and a lot of offers. So I met this filmmaker, and I found him that I can talk with him a lot. As a first filmmaker, I wasn't thinking of doing so. You know, I mean, a film with this first filmmaker. But the discussion in the pre-production made me feel more confidence, and, you know, I trusted him more than before. So I worked with him. We had a lot of challenges. We had a lot of discussions. We had a lot of sharing opinions together. And we approached what we had both in our mind. Yeah.
Is that a way that you particularly like to work with? Or have you got a background in theater as well?
Yeah, I am the kind of, you know, actor who must prepare myself with a lot of rehearsals, usually. And I like to rehearse a lot. Even, you know, doesn't matter if it's with the director, like Asghar Farhadi, or with myself, like this film in Melbourne. But yes, I do, you know, theaters. I recently finished doing Waiting for Godot on a big stage.
Oh.
Yeah, for 7 months, yes. I played Vladimir in that.
Yeah.
And I like to do a lot of researches, rehearsals. I cannot make this commitment today and go in front of the camera, you know, a week later.
Yeah.
It's not me.
Yeah.
So this is the joy of doing it, you know, researches, you know, talking with people, observing people, you know, something like that.
That's very interesting. So given the fact that you act in theater and cinema, what do you notice that are the main differences between preparing for the two?
I didn't find any differences. This is weird that I'm telling this, but I didn't find any differences. I was studying all these things, that there are differences between these two medias, but today I can tell you that for me it's not that much difference. You must prepare yourself to reach, you know, the goal. Sometimes it's Vladimir in Waiting for Godot. Sometimes it's Othello, for example. Sometimes it's, I don't know, Macbeth or something like that. And sometimes it's a very real character in cinema. Mm. To do that realism acting in cinema, you have to prepare yourself. There are a lot of techniques. There are a lot of details that you have to work. It's not just like you get in front of the camera and make, you know, feeling easy and, you know, doing a realism act. It's not like that. Sometimes it's been mistaken to be just like very easy and say a lot of, you know, to cough and, you know, something like that, and they think that this is realism. No, it's not like that. For scenes in separation, for example, we had like 2 months of rehearsals. to show that we are living, we are not acting. Mm. And Mr. Farhadi once told me before of, you know, before the shooting of The Separation, if after the film they told me you were yourself, you didn't act, and you will not be nominated for anything, it means that you did your job in the best way it is possible.
Right.
Yeah.
And let's getting back to Melbourne. Obviously, this is a film where the story mixes genres. So how important is it for you to work on a project that isn't just a straightforward thing? How important is the story to research for your character?
The story is the most important thing for me. It's very, very interesting. When I'm reading a story, while I'm reading a story, it doesn't matter where it's coming from, if it's from Hollywood or from Iran or indie films or big budget films, it has to make me think that, oh my God, I love to share this with other people. Mm. I have the same feeling while I'm reading it. Mm. I'm thrilled, I'm excited, so I like to make other people excited too.
Yeah.
So that's what happens to me when I was reading this. And it makes you more creative, and it comes to your mind a lot of offers and suggestions. Let me give the suggestions to the filmmaker. Let me give the suggestions to the, you know, to the people in the production. And it makes you more creative, not only as an actor, you know, as a person who is thinking about telling the story to the other people.
Thanks very much for joining us today. Thanks very much, and well done on a great film.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.